Welcome to Strange Fog News, your source for all the peculiar occurrences happening in the quaint town of Fog, Texas. In this captivating report, we dive into the extraordinary events, eccentric characters, and unexplainable phenomena that make Fog a place like no other. Get ready to unravel the mysteries and embrace the strangeness that envelops this charming community. Stay tuned as we peel back the layers of normalcy to reveal the captivating secrets that lie beneath the surface of Fog, Texas. Our small town was thrown into an enigmatic frenzy as locals stumbled upon an astonishing sight, peculiar sigils etched into trees throughout the town. Residents have been left bewildered and eager for answers, as the intricate symbols appear to have materialized overnight without any known explanation. The strange carvings, resembling ancient glyphs and intricate patterns, have captured the attention of both the curious and the concerned. Reports indicate that the markings are spread across various locations, including public parks, residential neighborhoods, and even remote wooded areas. Authorities have been alerted to the unusual phenomenon and are currently investigating the origin and purpose behind these enigmatic sigils. Local law enforcement, along with expert cryptographers and folklore enthusiasts, have been mobilized to decipher the cryptic messages concealed within the symbols. Although the exact meaning of the sigils remains elusive, speculation and rumors are rife throughout the town. Some locals believe the markings possess mystical or supernatural significance, while others have put forward theories of an elaborate prank or artistic endeavor. However, until further information is gathered, the true nature and intent behind the carvings remain shrouded in mystery. Meanwhile, Fog's residents continue to marvel at the intricate craftsmanship displayed in the sigils, which indicate a level of skill and precision beyond ordinary vandals. The town's community has come together to share photographs and exchange theories on various social media platforms, igniting a fervor of curiosity and intrigue. As authorities diligently work to unravel the puzzle, the sight of these mysterious sigils serves as a constant reminder of the enduring allure of the unknown. Fog, Texas now finds itself at the heart of an extraordinary enigma, leaving its inhabitants eager for answers and a glimpse into the secrets these ancient symbols hold. Renowned paranormal investigator, Rebecca Simmons, has announced her engagement to a ghost named Jonathan. The news has sparked a flurry of speculation and fascination among believers and skeptics alike. Rebecca Simmons, 32, has dedicated her life to the study and exploration of the supernatural. With numerous successful investigations under her belt, she has gained a reputation as a fearless and open-minded investigator. However, her recent personal development has raised eyebrows and piqued the curiosity of people around the globe. The peculiar love story began when Simmons embarked on an investigation in an old, abandoned mansion on the outskirts of Fog, Texas. As she delved deeper into the mysteries surrounding the haunted house, she claimed to have made contact with a spirit named Jonathan. According to Simmons, their connection transcended the ordinary realms of human interaction, resulting in an unexpected and profound bond. "People may find it hard to believe, but love knows no boundaries," Simmons declared in a press conference held yesterday. "Jonathan and I have developed an incredible connection that surpasses the limitations of our physical existence. We understand and support each other in ways I never thought possible." While some remain skeptical, Simmons maintains that her engagement is a genuine commitment. She even showed reporters a stunning diamond engagement ring, shimmering with spectral energy, as proof of their union. The news has sparked widespread discussions on the nature of love, consciousness, and the boundaries of human understanding. Experts in the paranormal field have offered varying perspectives on the matter, with some suggesting that this could be a groundbreaking revelation that challenges our conventional understanding of reality. Critics, on the other hand, question the validity of such claims and view the engagement as a possible elaborate hoax or an elaborate public relations stunt to garner attention. However, Simmons dismisses these accusations, emphasizing that her relationship with Jonathan is real and profound. As news of the engagement continues to spread, Fog, Texas, a small town known for its eerie legends and tales of the supernatural, has become a hub of media attention. Local residents have mixed reactions, with some expressing support and curiosity, while others remain skeptical or cautious. Regardless of one's stance on the matter, Rebecca Simmons' engagement to a ghost has undoubtedly captured the imagination of many, leaving us to ponder the mysteries of the universe and the potential for connections that defy our understanding of the physical world. As the paranormal investigator and her spectral partner embark on this uncharted journey, the world watches with bated breath, waiting to see what lies beyond the realm of the ordinary. In a surprising turn of events, the small community of Fogg, Texas has recently become home to a rather unusual resident, a vampire. The arrival of this mysterious creature has sent shockwaves through the neighborhood, stirring both curiosity and apprehension among the locals. Residents of Fogg have long been accustomed to a tranquil and uneventful lifestyle. However, the peaceful atmosphere was abruptly disrupted when news spread of a vampire's relocation to their humble town. Speculation about the supernatural creature's motives and intentions quickly ran rampant, igniting a buzz of excitement among the community members. The vampire, who remains unidentified, has taken up residence in a charming, centuries-old mansion at the outskirts of town. With its dark, imposing architecture and eerie aura, the mansion has become the focal point of intrigue and fascination for curious onlookers. Some brave souls have even gathered outside the property, hoping to catch a glimpse of the enigmatic new resident. Local authorities have assured residents that there is no cause for alarm. Despite the vampire's reputation in folklore and popular culture, authorities have emphasized that the individual in question is not a threat to the community. Police Chief Janet Thompson commented, "We've been in contact with the vampire, and they have assured us that they intend to peacefully coexist with their new neighbors." Despite the reassurances, a sense of unease lingers in the air. Concerned citizens have begun taking precautions, such as stocking up on garlic and crucifixes, although these measures are mostly regarded as playful gestures rather than genuine safety measures. While the presence of a vampire may seem unusual, it has undeniably injected a newfound sense of excitement and wonder into the once quiet neighborhood. Fogg, Texas, known for its picturesque landscapes and close-knit community, has now become a topic of intrigue beyond its borders. As the days pass, Fogg's residents eagerly anticipate the opportunity to get to know their mysterious neighbor better. Whether it be through community events or casual encounters at the local diner, the vampire's presence has sparked a collective curiosity that will undoubtedly leave an indelible mark on this small Texan town. As dusk falls and the moon casts its ethereal glow over Fogg, residents can't help but wonder what adventures and stories lie ahead, with a vampire in their midst. In a truly out-of-this-world incident, residents of Fogg woke up to a horrifying realization. Their precious bacon supply had been abducted by extraterrestrial beings. Panic ensued as the town found itself facing a bacon shortage of galactic proportions. Local authorities were bombarded with frantic calls from bacon lovers desperately seeking answers. Eyewitness accounts described strange lights in the sky and bizarre squealing noises reminiscent of interstellar oinks. Many residents could only gaze longingly at their empty frying pans, mourning the crispy goodness that had vanished without a trace. As word spread through the town, Fogians organized bacon search parties, armed with spatulas and frying pans, hoping to locate any traces of the pilfered pork delicacy. The normally quiet streets became a bustling bacon hunt, with townsfolk conducting their own investigations and offering theories on alien motives. One theory gaining traction suggests that these intergalactic visitors may have developed an insatiable appetite for Earth's most beloved breakfast delight. Speculation abounds about the possibility of interstellar BLTs and cosmic bacon omelets being whipped up in alien kitchens. But until contact is made with these extraterrestrial bacon enthusiasts, it remains purely conjecture. In the midst of the bacon chaos, local businesses have swiftly responded, converting their storefronts into makeshift Bacon Anonymous support groups. Comforting slogans like, "Stay strong, we'll get through this sizzle-free era," adorn their windows, providing solace to those afflicted by the bacon scarcity. Meanwhile, social media has erupted with memes and humorous hashtags, as Fogians cope with the bacon abduction by turning to laughter. Memes featuring pigs in spacesuits and "Wanted, Bacon Bandits from Beyond" posters have become overnight sensations, showcasing the town's resilience and sense of humor in the face of interplanetary breakfast burglars. As the hunt for the missing bacon continues, Fogians are banding together, determined to recover their beloved porky treasure. The mayor has declared a town-wide Bacon Bonanza event, where residents can gather to share stories, celebrate the power of crispy bacon, and demonstrate their unwavering commitment to restoring their breakfast traditions. In this extraordinary tale of Bacon's extraterrestrial escapade, Fog, Texas finds unity, laughter, and a renewed appreciation for the simple joy of sizzling strips. The spirit of the town remains unshaken, as its residents look to the skies with hope, armed with a spatula in one hand and a dream of interstellar bacon reunions in the other. Dear Strange Fog News listeners, we hope you've enjoyed immersing yourself in the captivating tales and peculiar wonders of Fog, Texas. As we continue to bring you the latest updates on the town's extraordinary occurrences, we rely on the support of our dedicated audience to keep this unusual journey going. Producing quality content and uncovering the mysteries of Fog requires resources and investment. That's why we kindly ask for your support through donations. Your contributions will enable us to delve deeper into the enigmatic stories, conduct thorough investigations, and shed light on the unexplainable phenomena that make Fog truly remarkable. If you find value in our reports and would like to contribute to the ongoing exploration of Fog's secrets, we invite you to consider making a donation. Your generosity, no matter the amount, will directly impact our ability to continue bringing you the weird and wonderful from this extraordinary town. To make a donation, please do so on this very itch.io page. We are incredibly grateful for your support in unraveling the mysteries of Fog, Texas. Thank you for being a part of this captivating journey, and together, let's keep embracing the strange. Now, back to the news. A captivating and extraordinary sight awaits visitors at the Fog Courthouse, where a painting has come to life, leaving onlookers spellbound. What was once a static work of art now pulsates with movement, as a living painting mesmerizes all who enter, blurring the lines between imagination and reality. The enchantment began when the courthouse commissioned local artist, Emma Reynolds, to create a mural depicting the town's rich history. Little did anyone expect that Reynolds possessed a unique artistic gift that would transform her creation into a living masterpiece. As visitors step into the grand entrance hall of the courthouse, they are greeted by a breathtaking scene of Fog's past, meticulously painted by Reynolds. The mural captures the town's humble beginnings, its vibrant community, and its notable landmarks. But what truly sets this artwork apart is its ability to breathe, move, and interact with those who stand before it. Children squeal with delight as painted birds flutter their wings and chirp merrily. Spectators find themselves engaged in animated conversations with the painted townsfolk, who seemingly respond with gestures, expressions, and even laughter. It's as if a portal to Fog's past has been opened, allowing the history to come alive in vibrant hues. Emma Reynolds, the artistic genius behind the living painting, explained the unexpected phenomenon. "When I was creating the mural, I poured my heart and soul into it, infusing every brushstroke with passion and energy. Somehow, that energy merged with the essence of the courthouse, granting the painting a life of its own." Word of the living painting quickly spread beyond Fog, attracting visitors from neighboring towns and even gaining attention from art enthusiasts around the country. The courthouse has become a pilgrimage site for art lovers and curious souls seeking a truly immersive experience. "I never expected to witness such artistic magic in my lifetime," exclaimed visitor Susan Thompson, her eyes wide with awe. "To see history come alive before my very eyes is a surreal and unforgettable experience. Fog has truly become a beacon of artistic wonder." Local authorities and courthouse officials have embraced the unexpected marvel, allowing the living painting to remain on display indefinitely. They have introduced guided tours to educate visitors about the history depicted in the mural, enhancing the interactive encounter with living brushstrokes of the past. As news of the living painting spreads, Fog's courthouse has become a destination that blurs the boundaries of art and reality. Visitors are left pondering the transformative power of creativity and the immense possibilities that lie within the realm of artistic expression. So, if you find yourself drawn to the enchanting town of Fog, make sure to visit the local courthouse and immerse yourself in the living masterpiece. Allow the colors to dance, the figures to come alive, and let the magic of art transport you to a place where history breathes and the ordinary becomes extraordinary. The elusive creature known as Bigfoot has traded in his hide and seeks skills for aprons and oven mitts. The furry legend has taken the small town of Fog by storm, organizing a bake sale that has left both residents and eyewitnesses scratching their heads in disbelief. The bake sale, aptly named Bigfoot Sweet Tooth Extravaganza, features an assortment of delectable treats straight from the depths of the forest. The town square has been transformed into a whimsical wonderland, with tables adorned with pastries that could tempt even the most skeptical of taste buds. Witnesses report seeing Bigfoot himself donning a chef's hat and apron, his gigantic hands gracefully kneading dough and whisking batter. With an air of mystery and culinary finesse, he has managed to whip up an array of mouthwatering delights that have the entire town flocking to the sale. From Sasquatch snickerdoodles to Yeti yum yums, Bigfoot's bakery creations have sparked a frenzy among locals. The aroma of freshly baked goods has sent fog into a sugar-induced trance, with people lining up for miles just to catch a glimpse of the legendary creature turned pastry chef. "I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw Bigfoot skillfully piping cream onto a delicate eclair," said one astonished Fog resident. "I've been living here my whole life, and I never thought I'd witness such a magical event. I'll definitely be coming back for seconds." The bake sale has become a social event of epic proportions. Visitors are seen swapping stories about their encounters with Bigfoot while indulging in his tantalizing treats. Rumors have spread that the hairy baker may even hold a cooking demonstration in the near future, leaving locals eagerly anticipating their chance to learn the secrets behind his legendary recipes. However, not everyone is convinced of Bigfoot's culinary prowess. Skeptics argue that the bake sale is merely a clever marketing ploy by a local bakery, capitalizing on the town's obsession with the mythical creature. But for the believers and dessert enthusiasts, the opportunity to taste Bigfoot's baked goods is a once-in-a-lifetime experience they wouldn't dare miss. As the sun sets on Fog, Texas, and the last crumbs are devoured, one thing is clear: Bigfoot's bake sale has left an indelible mark on this sleepy town. Whether he returns to the shadows of the forest or continues to surprise us with his unexpected talents, the memory of Bigfoot's sweet creations will linger, proving that even legendary creatures have a soft spot for a delicious pastry. So, if you ever find yourself in Fog, keep your eyes peeled for a gigantic, furry baker with a knack for pastries. Bigfoot might just be cooking up a storm and changing the way we think about both baked goods and legendary creatures. The enchanting town of Fog is preparing to host its highly anticipated annual Witches Convention, drawing practitioners of the mystical arts from near and far. As broomsticks are polished, cauldrons simmer, and spellbooks crackle with anticipation, Fog transforms into a hub of magical energy and celebrates the supernatural in all its forms. For the past decade, Fog has embraced its reputation as a haven for witchcraft and the occult. Nestled amidst picturesque landscapes and an air of mystique, the town has become a gathering place for those who honor ancient traditions and seek to explore the realm of magic. The Witches' Convention, now in its 11th year, attracts a diverse array of witches, warlocks, enchantresses, and sorcerers. Participants from different backgrounds, traditions, and magical practices convene to exchange knowledge, showcase their skills, and revel in the camaraderie of kindred spirits. The convention offers a diverse program featuring workshops, lectures, and interactive sessions covering a wide range of topics. Attendees can explore spellcasting techniques, divination methods, herbalism, crystal magic, and many other aspects of the craft. Renowned practitioners are invited to share their wisdom, providing unique insights into their specialized fields. Highlighting the convention's vibrant atmosphere are enchanting displays of magic and mystical arts. Colorful stalls line the streets, offering an assortment of magical artifacts, talismans, potions, and spellbooks. Visitors can browse through the mystical wares, indulging in a treasure trove of esoteric knowledge and bewitching paraphernalia. The convention also serves as a platform for fostering unity and community among practitioners. Covens, circles, and magical organizations have the opportunity to connect, collaborate, and share their experiences, forging new bonds that transcend geographical boundaries. The Witches' Convention is not limited to seasoned practitioners alone. It warmly welcomes newcomers who are curious about the craft. The event provides a welcoming space for novices to learn, explore, and seek guidance from experienced witches, nurturing the growth of a new generation of practitioners. Local businesses in Fog wholeheartedly embrace the convention, offering special promotions and services tailored to the occasion. Restaurants craft delectable potions and mystical-themed menus, while shops display their finest collection of magical artifacts and supplies. As the Witches' Convention draws near, excitement fills the air in Fog, Texas. Whether one is an ardent follower of magical traditions or simply curious about the mystical realm, this annual event promises an enchanting experience like no other. Amidst the swirling energies and incantations, Fog embraces its role as a mystical haven, inviting all to celebrate the supernatural and revel in the wonders of the magical arts. In a display of unconventional pride and undead spirit, Fog embraced its quirky side as the town hosted its first-ever zombie pride parade. Groaning, staggering, and covered in fake blood, participants came together to celebrate their love for all things undead and showcase their unique zombie identities. The streets of Fog were transformed into a lively spectacle of ghoulish creativity as the parade kicked off with a blood-curdling roar. Zombies of all ages, shapes, and decay levels shuffled through the town, adorned in tattered clothes, ghastly makeup, and delightfully gruesome accessories. The atmosphere was one of infectious joy, with laughter and growls filling the air. The brainchild of local resident and self-proclaimed zombie enthusiast, Emily Roberts, the Zombie Pride Parade aimed to bring together those who embraced their inner walking dead and foster a sense of community and acceptance. Roberts, donning a decomposing wedding gown, led the procession with pride, dragging her entranced zombie groom by her side. The Zombie Pride Parade is all about celebrating our differences and embracing our unconventional beauty, Roberts explained, her eyes gleaming with eerie delight. We may not fit the mold of traditional beauty, but we are united by our love for the undead and the joy we find in being our wonderfully unique, decaying selves. Spectators lined the streets, both fascinated and entertained by the undead extravaganza. Cheers erupted as the zombies performed their signature thriller dance routine, complete with jerky movements and synchronized groans. Children giggled in delight as they received faux bites from friendly zombie participants, while face painters transformed excited onlookers into their very own gruesome creatures of the night. Local businesses joined in on the fun, offering special discounts on zombie-themed merchandise and undead-inspired treats. Bakeries showcased zombie-themed cakes with deliciously gory icing, while clothing stores displayed torn and tattered fashion for those eager to embrace their inner zombie chic. The Zombie Pride Parade also served as a platform for charitable endeavors. Participants collected donations for local shelters and organizations supporting the less fortunate, showcasing their undead hearts of gold as they gave back to the community they love. As the procession reached its chilling climax, with a grand finale of fireworks exploding against the night sky, Fog, Texas, reveled in the success of its inaugural Zombie Pride Parade. The event showcased the town's openness to the unconventional and its dedication to fostering a sense of inclusivity and celebration of all walks of life, undead or otherwise. So don't be alarmed by the sight of zombies ambling down the streets. Instead, join in the celebration, embrace your inner ghoul, and let the Zombie Pride Parade remind you that there is beauty in embracing the unconventional and uniting under the banner of the undead. And that concludes another intriguing edition of Strange Fog News, where we've delved into the extraordinary happenings in the enigmatic town of Fog, Texas. From unexplained phenomena to eccentric characters, we've brought you the latest on the inexplicable and kept you on the edge of your seat. Remember to keep your eyes peeled and your curiosity alive, as Fog continues to captivate with its ever-unfolding secrets. Until next time, stay curious, stay peculiar, and keep exploring the enigmatic world of Fog, Texas. Goodbye for now, and may the strange be with you.